This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
The Sparkly Show.
Hello and welcome to The Sparkly Show for another week. My name is Dr. Glam, aka Ian Chapman. It's lovely to have your company. The show will be a little bit more upbeat, perhaps from me anyway, than last week's when I was kind of still in the throes of recovering from COVID. And it wasn't such a sparkly show, to be honest. Today's will be different. It'll be different in quite a few ways because yesterday, I had the privilege of doing a show with Susie Ferguson on national radio. I'm invited now and then as a music academic to come in and talk about, well, anything I like, really. I can choose the topic of what I talk about in my regular invitations to come and talk on national radio. And yesterday, I chose bagpipes, which some of you might think is a little unusual for a glam rocker like myself. However, as I pointed out in the start of the show yesterday, I grew up listening to bagpipes in the 1960s when I was but a nipper. My dad was in the City of Auckland Pipe Band, and I used to go to all his shows, the Easter Show, the Santa Parade, various pipe band competitions, etc. I used to love going. And the pageantry and the sense of occasion, as well as the music, really, really appealed to me. I loved the fact that my dad, who was quite a introverted, shy kind of guy, really, when he put on that uniform and he was marching with his band, he was like 10 feet tall and bulletproof. It was kind of wonderful to see the transformation. I suppose it might have been a lesson that I learned very early on and what might have given rise to Dr. Glam later in my life, that whole transformative glam rock ethos. But here it was a pipe band transformation with my dad. Anyway, so yesterday, on yesterday's show, I played, I don't know, four or five songs that featured bagpipes, some traditional bagpipe songs, and also some pop rock songs, pop slash rock songs that featured bagpipes. And I thought, I'm so enthused about it that I thought I might do this again today. A couple of the songs will be ones that I played yesterday. Incidentally, the national radio show with Susie Ferguson yesterday is available as a podcast if you want to listen to it. I was stunned early on in the interview to find that Susie Ferguson, who is from Scotland, doesn't like bagpipes. So that was an interesting moment on the show. I tried to convert her, but I'm not sure that I did. Anyway, let's kick things off with a Celtic band from Boston, a Celtic punk band from Boston, with a song that they call Cadence to Arms, although it is known by a different name, which I'll perhaps talk about after this clip.
Thank you.
Now, if that didn't get you stirred up, nothing will. That is Dropkick Murphys, which is a fantastic band name, I've got to say, with what they call Cadence to Arms, but the rest of us may know it by its more common name, Scotland the Brave. So one of the points that I made in the show yesterday was that you can find bagpipes in pretty much any style of music, from experimental avant-garde music to jazz to heavy metal to classical music. You will find, if you search hard enough, you will find bagpipes. I didn't, unfortunately, have enough time in yesterday's segment to play a couple of songs that I would really like to have played. So I'm going to remedy that with this show on Otago Access Radio. And this next song is one that took me by surprise when I was searching for pop/rock songs that featured bagpipes. I never knew that Parliament, that wonderful funk disco band Parliament, one of the primo funk disco bands of all time, did a song called The Silent Boatman that features bagpipes. So since I have the luxury of being able to play somewhat longer tracks on this show because I get to choose the music, I'm going to play that for you now. This is Parliament, The Silent Boatman.
Thank you.
So, Parliament and the Silent Boatman, this was one of the tracks that really took me by surprise when I was doing the research for yesterday's show on Radio New Zealand. I reckon that's a fantastic song. Perhaps a little out of character for what you might think Parliament might normally do, but it really works for me. And the pipes are used to, they're often used in songs to convey sort of authenticity and gravitas and, you know, deep, meaningful subject matter. And that's exactly what Parliament are using them for there, the image of the silent boatman ferrying you across the Great Divide. Okay, I want to play something now that is a bit more in the traditional bagpipe genre. This is the Green Hills of Tyrol, a.k.a. Scottish Soldier. Thank you.
stirring stuff. That is the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards with their version of the Green Hills of Tyrol, aka the Scottish Soldier. Funnily enough, for a song that epitomises all things Scottish, the origins of the Green Hills of Tyrol don't lie in the Scottish Highlands at all. But from an unexpected source, they're actually from Rossini's 1829 opera, William Tell. So far from being about Scotland, it's an Italian song about hills that actually are in Austria. I kind of like that. I thought I might just play you a snippet of the Rossini opera. So what happened with that song is that in 1960, after it had become an established, long after it had become an established bagpipe song, a guy called Andy Stewart, who was a Scottish pop singer, late 50s, early 1960s, I actually saw Andy Stewart once in Hamilton's Founders Theatre. My parents took me along when I was just a nipper, and I thoroughly enjoyed the show, gotta say. Anyway, Andy Stewart put his own words to that tune, and he spawned an international number one hit with it, and it was he that called it the Scottish Soldier and told the story in his lyrics of, you know, the Scottish soldier lying dying in Tyrol and longing for the green hills of his native Scotland. Anyway, huge success, that song, and it was recorded with, you know, a full pipe band, etc. It was very evocative and kind of wonderful, to be honest. Okay, one song that I didn't get to play in the show yesterday is probably the all-time classic crossover bagpipe pop song. This is Paul McCartney's Mull of Kintyre.
Mull of Kintyre. My desire is always to be on Mull of Kintyre. Far have I travelled and much have I seen, dark distant mountains with valleys of green, past painted deserts, the sun sets on fire as he carries me home to the Mull of Kintyre. Mull of Kintyre, oh mist rolling in from the sea, my desire tears in the rain still take me back where my memories remain. Flickering embers grow higher and higher as they carry me back to the Mull of
What a lot of people don't realise is that the bagpipes are notoriously hugely difficult to record in the studio, especially when you're playing with other instruments, because they have their own very unique tuning issues. It's very hard to get a set of bagpipes in tune with themselves, with, you know, trying to get each reed just right, etc. And while most instruments are in what's called concert pitch, and the A above middle C on a piano is tuned at 440 hertz, the bagpipe, same note on the bagpipe, sits at about 480, even 490 hertz. So getting a set of bagpipes in tune with other instruments in the studio is a feat in itself. And then you've got other issues like just the sheer volume. The bagpipes are designed to be played outside, not in a small room. I mean, the bagpipes, you know, they've been used, the reason they're used in battle is to send signals with across a battlefield where there's explosions going on, and, you know, it might be a vast battlefield out in the open, and the pipes have got to carry, their sound's got to carry, and so they're not a close proximity instrument. So to capture their sound in a studio, I mean, they can be deafening for the piper and for anyone else around in the studio. So getting bagpipes down onto a pop/rock track is way, way harder than you might think it is. In addition, the sound comes out of a set of bagpipes from four different places. So, you know, even setting the microphone in the right place is a challenge. Which is why, as I pointed out in yesterday's show, quite often they'll use fake bagpipes. And so some of your favourite pop and rock songs that feature what you think might be bagpipes, some may not be bagpipes at all. They might be synthesizers or something like that. In fact, there's a great song, which I love personally, by Steve Earle called Copperhead Road that many of you will know. Fake bagpipes. Here's Steve Earle talking about that.
Bagpipe patch. It's not a sample and it's not a bagpipe. It's a custom-built analog synth patch that my keyboard player, Kenny Moore, built from scratch. And I wanted bagpipes because it sounded lonesome.
Lonesome, ethereal, authentic, mysterious. Those are the reasons that people have used bagpipes. I hope you've enjoyed this slightly unusual, sparkly show. It's been my pleasure bringing some bagpipes to you. I will see you again soon. Dr. Glam, out!
The Sparkly Show.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.